Welcome to this episode of Once Upon a Time, From Storybook to Estrangement, hosted by Lynn. I have lived as an estranged parent. I will always love my adult son and my adult daughter. And I thank them for getting me to this transformative place in my life. So join me now for my own Once Upon a Time, my story of estrangement. This is Lynn from Once Upon a Time, From Storybook to Estrangement. By way of career, I am a professor, author, and entrepreneur. By way of a lived experience, I identify as an estranged parent. Let me start by saying my lived experience as an estranged parent is, without a doubt, the single most difficult experience in my lifetime. My healing journey continues, and this podcast is one step in that journey. Hello, everyone out there. And if you have not heard the first episode with Don, who is the podcast host of Beyond the Pain, he is with us as he continues his story of his estrangement with his adult son. And for those who were not with us before, Don, do you mind reintroducing yourself to our audience?
No, absolutely. And thank you for having me back again. I appreciate it. I am a 53-year-old father of three and went through some estrangement for about 2.5 years of my adult son. So he is 31 now.
So two, I want to call them quick questions, but there may not be. I have to ask this question. So I hear from the experts that there are gender differences between how men and women, mothers and fathers, handle estrangement. And I would say, just based upon the participation in my support group, which is heavily mothers, and this participation in my coaching, my clients is heavily mothers. Why do you think that is?
Well, and it's the same way in our group. We do have a few fathers in our group, me being one of them, but probably I could count them on one hand, or at least ones that are exclusively fathers. You know, there may be couples that the wife, you know, reaches out and does more activity or whatever. But, you know, I think some of it truly is the way men are supposed to be, and I'm using air quotes. I've never really subscribed to that theory as far as when I was growing up, and it was hard for me being a male wanting to, and I hate to be cliche, but wanting to show emotion. You know, and you're not supposed to do that and whatever. You know, I'm like I said, I'm 53, so I was definitely in the time frame coming probably toward the end of the big time frame. I'm sure in the 50s and the 60s it was, oh my gosh, you know, you don't even look like you're gonna be emotional, you know. Whereas in the, you know, late 60s, early 70s, mid 70s, whatever, it was becoming a little more okay, but still not okay. So I definitely think that plays into it. For many dads, I'm sure they are either the breadwinner or the only one working, you know, because, you know, there are stay-at-home moms, which is a hard job in and of itself. I tried that once. And you know, not a easy thing to do. So, I think there's so many different, you know, and are any of them cultural differences in any of it? Because like I said, in our group and on my podcast, you know, I'm sure you can see the same thing. I see people all over the world, you know, right? have downloaded it, and places that I didn't even know existed. You know, I'm like, wow, is that a place? Wow, that's interesting. And then I kind of look on the map, because you can see kind of where it's located on the map, and I'm like, oh wow, that's interesting.
It's exciting.
So, yeah, it really is. Mm-hmm. And it really gives me a little it makes me feel good that at least somebody knows they're not all by themselves, you know, even if that's all they have, at least there's that. Because being completely alone with this is the most devastating thing, I think, of this whole thing. When you finally, and so many people in our group, and I'm sure in your support group, that when they first realize, oh my gosh, there's other people, it makes, that alone makes a huge difference. And then when they start really digging in and hearing other people and seeing what other people have gone through, then they really start to dig their way out of their hole a little bit. So
that is so true. And so I want to close with something, like you just gave me the best segue to this, so I love it. These segments will air after the holidays. So for any holiday, whether it's Mother's Day, Father's Day, Labor Day, which began your story, what would you say and suggest to parents, adult sons and daughters going through estrangement over the holidays, any holiday?
I would say, and I would include, you know, anything like a birthday in there too. Mm-hmm. I would say from the parents' perspective, well, I guess it doesn't really matter, but from either perspective, you know, if you're missing that person, and, you know, a lot of times I don't think the kids, and then sometimes the parents probably don't want to admit it, but if they're missing that person and they just can't be with them, then we always suggest to people, do something for you. Okay. Mm. Don't call it, maybe it's not their birthday this year, maybe it's Don's day, you know, and do something just for you. Celebrate the fact that you did what you did. Obviously, I didn't give birth, but you know, I was there. So
you get, guys, fathers get credit.
Yeah, we get a little bit of credit, not nearly as much. Better throw that out there. I don't want the haters, but definitely a little bit. And so we always suggest somebody to do something for you, or even better, to do something for somebody else. Mm. You know, not necessarily your children. If that was your only child and you're, you know, maybe a single parent, go volunteer somewhere, go take, you know, food to somebody who needs it, go to a animal shelter, whatever floats your boat, mm-hmm. whatever would make you feel more, would make you feel better and make you think a little less about your own angst. That's what we suggest.
Totally love that advice for any holiday. And of course, as you said, for birthdays included in that.
Yeah.
I just want to thank you so much. I've taken more of your time than I originally said. And it's so great, Don, to get a father's perspective. And not that I don't appreciate the mothers, I just don't have a chance to talk to the fathers as much as I do. So I really believe you enlightened our viewers about the journey that you took with your son. And I'm just so thankful that you and your son have reconnected. And I wish you all the best with all of your family members and the next stages of your journey.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it too, Lynn. And I am thankful for every day that I'm able to, like I said, help someone else, hopefully some of your listeners. And I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. Let's keep in touch and good luck with your future podcast episodes. And that is Beyond the Pain with Don Stott. So thank you, Don.
Thank you.
As some of you know, I am a certified life coach, but more importantly, I am a certified life coach who lived with and through estrangement. After many excruciating years, my adult child and I have reconciled, and I am thankful each and every day. If you are looking for a certified life coach who gets it, who survived estrangement, you may reach out to me at Lynn, Lynn, at onceuponatime, the numbers 1-8.com. Yes, just like the stories we read to our children. Lynn, Lynn, at onceuponatime, the numbers 1-8.com. Once Upon a Time, From Storybook to Estrangement, are my own stories of my lived experience. This is not intended for counseling, therapy, medical care, or crisis care. Thank you for joining us. Until next time. Each estrangement journey begins with honesty, hope, and healing. Please join us again on the next episode of Once Upon a Time, From Storybook to Estrangement.